May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1069. See, Lord, before thy throne of grace, a wretched wanderer mourn. Thyself hast bid me seek thy face, thyself hast said, return. Hymn 1069.
Read from the Psalms number 34 and 84. Psalms 34 and 84. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. We turn now to Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. May the Lord bless his own word. May he grant prayer. O Lord, we gather in thy courts, in thy name. We have thy promise that where such gather in thy name, there thou wilt be, and that to bless. We ask, Lord, that we may indeed gather in thy name and receive thy blessing. One says, what is the house to me, except the master I can see? O take, we pray, that veil from off our hearts, and grant unto us a sight by faith of yon lovely man, the man Christ Jesus, the sinner's hope, his all and in all. May faith thus be in exercise, in gracious exercise, upon the Lamb once slain at Calvary. May all untoward thoughts be removed. We prove, solemnly prove, Lord, we cannot rid ourselves of them. They come unbidden. We would not have it so. We pray, oh, that thou wouldst create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Hear the cries of thy praying people. Turn their captivity, we beseech thee. Come thou into thy garden. Let that north wind blow, let that south wind be known. O Lord, There is that following of the one with the other. Days of adversity set against those days of prosperity. But may all have that one effect in our hearts to cause us to cleave the closer unto our Lord and Saviour. May we be enabled to rise up as did the spells. Lord, we confess our solemn state, a wretched sleepiness often pervades our spirit, and we fear 'tis prevalent amongst the churches of God. O Lord, and what can we say to these things? We would confess. We would that that confession be sincere. We would know godly sorrow, spirit-wrought repentance, a turning again unto thee. O Lord, we ask, oh, that it might be revealed that it is true of us, even as spoken of concerning the spells. I sleep, but my heart wakeneth. Lord, we long for thine embrace. We long for thy return. We seek those days of prosperity, the outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. We pray, O Lord, that we might rise up, and that there might be that time when yet again we might find thee to the joy and rejoicing of our hearts. Thou hast smitten. Thou wilt heal. O Lord, 'tis thy way we believe, killing ere thou dost make alive, bringing down ere thou dost lift up. Far beyond the comprehension of any finite creature, yet oh, how true those lines of the hymn writer, though and tellers do but harden, all the time they work alone, but a sense of blood-bought pardon soon dissolves a heart of stone. Lord, we've sung thy praises in the Psalms. We've read together thus that which the psalmist experienced. And we pray, oh, that we might join with him at this evening hour and rejoice in thee, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour of sinners. Oh, cannot we say, we believe. Oh, help thou our unbelief. We believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Bless this people, we pray. We come again on this yearly occasion, and we would, O Lord, ask for thy rich blessing to rest upon them. Maintain their lot. Grant the godly increase, an increase in godliness. For we feel persuaded that none exercise before thee will take umbrage, as it was, against such desires, knowing well the deceitfulness of their own hearts. Lord, grant vital godliness in Zion, we pray. Bless the young, the rising generation. O keep and preserve them, Lord, from the evils of this present day. Undertake for them in their difficulties and in these dark days, difficult days. O help, Lord, each that have those dealings with those of the world. May they evidence that witness, even a silent witness, to that which they believe and are persuaded of. Oh, keep them, Lord. Keep them as the apple of the eye. Preserve them in their going out and their coming in. And may the time come when their lips shall be loosed and they speak of that which the Lord hath wrought for them. Bless those that look on, they that carry these in their hearts, that travail for them, oft times in those night seasons, not only those seasons of natural darkness, but in these seasons of desolation in Zion. O Lord, hear prayer for those that wrestle, caused to approach unto thee and to bring him and her unto thee. This kind, we read, goeth not out but by much prayer and fasting. Lord, enable us to continue. Oh, may we not sink into despondency. May we not give over unto despair, though all circumstances seem to conspire together to produce darkness and blackness. Lord, help us to believe, to trust in thy word, to wrestle hard at the footstool of mercy. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Bless afflicted friends, we pray. Remember them, Lord, in these afflictions. Oh, may it prove this sickness is not unto death, not unto their destruction, but for the glory of God. Be mindful, we pray, of friends away and others prevented from gathering, as has been their wont, in the midst of thy people. Lord, remember each where they are, those in their rooms laid aside, those, Lord, that seek rest and change. O come thou and speak into their hearts, even at this evening hour. But Lord, we make our petitions. We confess our unworthiness of the least of thy mercies. Who am I, and what is my father's house, said David, that thou hast brought us hitherto? And so we feel, Lord, even as we make our petitions. Oh, what are we? But we thank thee. Thou dost hear the prayers of the cries of the destitute, doth not despise their prayers. Thine ear open unto those petitions, we would present them. In and through the merits of Jesus Christ alone, He our only hope, our hope in time, our hope for eternity. So teach and instruct us, accept our tribute of thanks for the multitude of thy mercies. Pardon, Lord, the enormity of our sins. They rise up as mountains oft before our eyes. And can ever God dwell here in such an heart as mine? Yet, Lord, grace abounds, and we live to prove. The verity of that word, thy mercy, endureth forever. Upon that ground, we venture again. The mercy of God in and through the person and work of Jesus Christ. The channel opened. Lord, we thank thee for Gethsemane. We thank thee for Calvary. We weep all thy sufferings. We rejoice in atoning love and blood. Pardon that we ask amiss as we plead for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 742. He that trusts in his own heart acts a raw and foolish part. Base it is and full of guile, brooding mischief in a smile. Hymn 742.
Thank you.
dependence upon the Lord, we venture to a few words you will find in the Gospel according to Luke, from chapter 22. These words in verse 35. Lacked ye anything? Luke 22, from verse 35, these words, lacked ye anything? And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. And failed to spend the morning craving to know the mind and will of God as to this evening hour. Begging that the word might be given and confirmed. The afternoon spent in travelling, still the cries went up unto the Lord for his appearing. I think back to those early days, and especially to one verse of a hymn well known amongst us, a guilty, weak, and helpless worm, on thy kind arms I fall, be thou my strength and righteousness, my Jesus and my all. Thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God hath led thee these years in the wilderness. Lacked ye anything? And we must, in all honesty, as before he who seeth in the inmost recesses of our hearts, acknowledge there hath been nothing that we have lacked in our service of him. Much to be ashamed of. Much indeed. Under which we've groaned in the darkness of our souls. But we stand as living witnesses to the truth of the precious promise of God, I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And upon the ground of mercy, we venture again at this evening hour. These words did, shall I say, move upon the waters of one's heart, but with no persuasion that they were of the Lord for this evening hour, until few moments before our service, one's thoughts went to the psalm we have read and those words of the psalmist as he spake so. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. This especially the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Lacked ye anything? These words were spoken by the Lord Jesus to his disciples. He spake to them ere they rose to go even to Gethsemane and Calvary. The Lord reveals in this passage, oh, the truth of those lines of the hymn writer, which you've just sung, or the text above it. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. He that trusts in his own heart acts a raw and foolish part. Base it is, and full of guile, brooding mischief in a smile. We have that related concerning the Lord Jesus Christ speaking concerning the one that should betray him. Their tender hearts moved, which did I. They inquired amongst themselves as to who it was that should do this terrible thing. Is it I, tender before the Lord? Yet it will appear almost immediately there was a strife amongst them, and they sought amongst themselves to know who should be greatest among them in the kingdom of heaven. At one time ten, at another time, oh so soon, seeking the preeminence. Friends, the heart is deceitful. Oh, 'tis desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Lord Jesus Christ speaks to them tenderly. He upbraids them not. Oft times he had spoken concerning these things, and now, oh, he makes known unto them how that he came amongst them as one that served. There follows that spoken concerning Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have thee, to sift thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Peter, brash, sure of himself, he, like ourselves, must be humbled under the mighty hand of God. And oh, be assured, if you be found amongst these that fear God, there will be that humbling. God is a jealous God. He will not give his glory unto another. In one way or another. Indeed, in many ways. He will touch that tender spot. Bring the sinner down. He killeth ere he maketh alive. He bringeth down ere he lifteth up. And then the Lord Jesus Christ puts this to them, still speaking around that table, this discourse. Ere he suffered, he said, I send you forth. He refers to those days earlier. I sent you forth, and ye went forth at my command. And we read how that they returned, even with joy, even the devil subject unto them. They were received in the name of their Lord. And they prospered in those labors. But here the Lord, coming nigh his sufferings, his death, his return unto his Father's glory, he speaks to them concerning that which shall now be their lot, even to suffer persecution, like he himself, he went unto his own, and they received him not. Now, friend, this is the context. He would have them realize. Oh, he would have them confess with their lips, and that from the heart they lacked nothing. And as I thought just a little on this, the time was given. Oh, doth not this speak somewhat to us of those early days? Oh, with what joy, peace there was in believing. Oh, how the heart was warmed as the Lord provided. The good hand of God in such a marked way in those days of our espousals. In those times of obedience wherein the Lord upheld us markedly by his free grace. But now many days have passed since then. But lackest thou anything? Oh, lackest thou anything? The days have been dark. The experience is bitter. The path a crooked one. And alas, the heart at times so hard, so unfeeling. And yet we trace the compassion, the loving kindness of our God, that even then there was no lack, and there is no lack. His mercy endureth forever. Lacked ye anything? We join at this time of the year together to make mention of the Lord's goodness in the ingathering of the harvest, his faithfulness once again so evident toward mankind in general. That covenant he will not break. Seed time and harvest, summer and winter, cold and heat. They shall not cease. We have been away from home for a little season. And it has been also impressed upon one's spirit to see that sun shining upon those fields which have been harvested. Ere the grain is gathered in, the golden picture, as it were, of those fields speaking to us of God's provision once again for man and beast. Despite the sins of this nation, despite those heart departures of Zion and our own solemn forgetfulness of our God, yet still, true to his word, faithful to his promise, there lacketh nothing for man and beast. 'Tis reported, the harvest is plentiful and bounteous. These things cause us the more to stand in amazement at the long-suffering mercies of our God with this nation. Lack ye anything? We might just briefly speak as concerning providences. I think here of Jacob. His was a checkered path, was it not? He knew what it was to labor under Laban and to be deceived of his wages. Jacob, he knew what it was to fear, to greatly fear, and that on account of his sins, the remembrance of those former transgressions, said the psalmist, remember not against me the sins of my youth. We find this dear man, even as he spake concerning these things, with that fear in his heart concerning that meeting with Esau. Oh, he saith, in this way I am not worthy of the least of all thy mercies and of all thy truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Lack ye anything? Now Jacob was no saint in that way which the natural man understandeth the rendering of the word. Jacob was a sinner in the sight of God, and he was chastened sore for his sin. Oh, I would that I might be able to set before you the loving kindness of the Lord. We read in the 107th Psalm of that path of Israel. The depths into which she entered. The cry that went forth from her heart. The fears that arose on account of her sins. The Lord is gracious, merciful, long-suffering. The Lord is good, says one. A stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Lack ye anything? Those darkest hours. Oh, you may have spent a night upon your knees around your bed. Weeping before the Lord. Writing bitter things against yourselves. These evils of your own heart. The foolishness. So foolish and ignorant was I was as a beast before thee. His ear is open unto their cries. His eye is upon such. There is that causing to approach. A pressing need wrought in the heart. The Spirit moves, prompts the confessions. That soul is brought nigh unto God. Lack ye anything? Some of us have walked through bitter paths in providence. Oh, such things that have suggested to us 'twould be the end, the utter end. But we look back. Have we lacked anything? The Lord hath heard our cries. Oh, I trust we can join a little with the psalmist. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. We're not speaking as concerning some formal, nominal trust. This soul cleaves to Christ as his only hope. These providential difficulties are in the hands of God such that draw out of the heart that confession of faith in their Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. I say again, oh, that I could express before you those wonders of his grace, his loving kindness in those times of need. He doth not deal with us according to our deserts, but is merciful still. He remembereth us in our lowest state for his mercy endureth forever. Said Naomi, I went out full. The Lord hath brought me home again empty. said the apostle, I die daily. Hope destroyed that is centered in the creature. The place may be made through those workings of God's Spirit, the exercise of faith upon our living Lord. Lacked ye anything? Lacked ye anything? The Lord, oh, cannot we say together, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions, oh, they evidence such natural strength, flourish e'en as a green bay tree. Even they shall lack. They shall suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Now this is that which the psalmist under divine inspiration proclaims. 'Tis the word of the Lord unto the daughters of Jerusalem. O say ye unto the daughters of Jerusalem, thy salvation cometh. They that fear the Lord, come ye children. Come ye children. Hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. The righteous cry. Oh, do some say, this cuts me off completely. Righteousness, I've none. Friend, I'm thankful to hear it. None of yourself. Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The righteous, these are they, clothed in that righteousness of Christ. I felt touched. I express it to the glory of God, even as those words were constrained from one's heart to acknowledge God's goodness in atoning love and blood. I felt them come prompted of God's Holy Spirit. And would we not join together and acknowledge every grace and every favor comes to us through Jesus' precious blood? What voice is that that speaks for thee in heaven's high courts above, that from the curse has set thee free? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. The prophet was sent. The prophet was sent. The ministers of the gospel are constrained so to venture. To comfort the people of God. To speak the word. Oh, what favored season it would be if some word should be spoken this evening, be received into an heart prepared of God. Lackest thou anything? There's a fullness in Christ. I felt this in those few moments before the service. I felt like this. Have I been sent this evening? Has the Lord so directed it that one should speak a little of that fullness that is in Christ? There's no lack to them that fear the Lord. There's every provision there. in Christ. The love of God is made known through the person and work of Jesus Christ, God's beloved Son. As one so blessedly saith, and we would, take the words upon our lips with reverence. It was Jesus, my friend, when he hung upon the tree, who opened the channel of mercy for me. Lackest thou anything? The Father gave the Son, his dearly beloved Son. And having given him, will he not freely with him give us all things? There lacketh nothing. The Lord Jesus Christ in this word speaks to his disciples. His people. Lackest thou anything? Our wretched hearts will murmur. Oh, like Israel of old, we may repine. I have perhaps to correct that we do repine. A murmur with blessings in our hands. He smote the rock. The waters flowed. They gushed. It was no trickle, as it were. They gushed forth. Do you see something there? Something which sets before us the fullness that is at the fountain head. He smote the rock. We see Christ. See him smitten of the Father. We behold those blessings flow so freely, so sovereignly. Justice is satisfied. God and sinners are reconciled. The fountains opened. God and sinners reconciled. Can ye lack anything? There's a fullness in Christ, one says, which ever abides to answer our needs. The Lord God, we read, is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Again, we trace that work of grace in a sinner's heart, wherein they tread warily, tremblingly, trusting in the merits of Christ for their safety. Looking to none other refuge, none other help, but in him who has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Lackest thou anything? Look back for a moment again at the path of the Israelites through that wilderness. They were provided with manna from heaven. The quail sent at their request. A provision was granted in that waste, howling wilderness. Day by day, they received at the hand of their God. A mixed multitude indeed, the Lord faithful to his word. Now look again. Oh, may we rise upon that spiritual plane. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk in Christ, that walk uprightly. Lackest thou anything? Must you not respond? No, nothing, Lord. All is provided. And the, oh, I find this burden upon one's heart. The magnitude of that grace. Oh, the boundless grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ is made the more precious and made the more realized, if I can use the expression, on account of our unworthiness to receive anything at the hand of God. Oh, 'tis this that enhances the beauty of Christ. The causes this provided, this sinner provided for, through the riches of God's grace, to rise up and praise his great and holy name. True thankfulness. Oh, it is the Spirit's work in the heart. There may be lip confession, and right in its place, we solemnly feel we're so ungrateful oftentimes and return not thanks for the provision granted unto us. We would not let these mercies lie, forgotten in unthankfulness, without praises die. Lack ye anything? Look again, poor murmuring soul. You may have come in this evening. Dear Jacob said, all these things are against me. They're all against me. Joseph, as far as he knew, was dead. Simeon, Benjamin, oh, what should the end of these things be? Perhaps some have come in here. I cannot continue. I cannot go on. Friend, there may be a few more steps yet to be taken, ere the Lord breaks through those clouds, causeth them to disperse, and the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. A few more steps. Head bowed, weeping before God, confessing, repenting. Did ye lack anything? I speak of the gift of God freely given. He pours out upon these people tried in the furnace of affliction, these chosen vessels of mercy. He pours out upon them the spirit of prayer, the grace of supplication. He hath made that provision. Christ himself hath gone that way, paved that way with blood, entered into the holiest of holies. And there, oh, there we see at Calvary, we hear those words resound. It is finished. It is finished. The veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, an open way made. God's provision in Christ. Thereby sinners, yea, the deepest, the most vilest of sinners, the wanderers, the prodigals, they may come again. Do we contradict ourselves when we consider the prodigal? The Lord indeed brought him into want, but there was that provision in store. And such is the way of the Spirit. He may bring you into want, but hidden in the counsel of Jehovah, those secret purposes of our God, there is all that rich provision yet to be revealed. And then, oh, there'll be a breaking out on the left hand and on the right, and that proclaiming to the goodness of God, speaking to his glory and to his honour. Lackest thou anything? No, Lord. The good hand t'was upon Nehemiah. Oh, that has rested much upon my spirit. A man in trouble, he heard that report concerning a Jerusalem. It grieved his heart. It was no light grief, but a heavy burden upon his soul. So much so that his countenance was sad. It could not be hid as he went about that, those daily tasks. The monarch inquired, "For what dost thou make request? For what dost thou make request?" So I prayed unto the God of heaven. The Lord heard his prayer. And we read how that under that exercise, he loved Jerusalem. He loves Zion. His heart was burdened concerning those desolations. But oh, Trace, is not this relevant to our text? The Lord was mindful, and he moved the heart of the king. Yea, and that one, the hearts of all men are in his hands. He moved his heart to command provision for that which was needful for the building of those walls of Jerusalem. They lacked nothing. There came opposition, bitter opposition, galling opposition. Yet, the Lord provided, and we read, amidst that burden upon his spirit, oft his cry was this, "O God, strengthen my hands, strengthen my hands." The wall was built. God's honour and glory was vindicated. Friends, they lack nothing. They lack nothing. Say my soul. Oh, say my soul. Is anything too hard for the Lord? His mercy is such. His loving kindness is such. His compassion is such, he can reach forth even to those outcasts of Israel He can perform that which cannot be wrought of man. Having Christ, have we not all things and abound? I turned earlier, comes to mind now. I turned to the words of the apostle in his epistle to the Philippians, when he spake concerning their care of him. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. From what authority, we might ask, did in this man of God speak so to those believers in the church at Philippi? He had tasted, handled and felt of the word of God. He was an ambassador for Christ. He'd been sent of the Lord to proclaim comfort unto those troubled believers, as were those prophets of old, to those in captivity. And he could, under divine direction, proclaim, my God, shall supply all your need, and that according to his riches. I thought sometime on this, we might interpret it in this way, in proportion. And friends, as we think of his riches in glory, there's nothing that can be compared unto it. It's full, it's boundless. Even as the sand upon the seashore, there's oceans, that ocean of his great love towards sinners. It's boundless. It's according to those riches. So, oh, take comfort, as the Lord may help you. Poor, trembling soul, fearful as to what the future may unfold. We do indeed live in dark and evil days. We know not what will be the outcome of those things which are practiced. This we know: God is just and holy, and he will be requited. He looketh upon these iniquities, and except he turn in mercy, this nation and the churches must be judged on account of their sins. But his people, what do we read? Lovely, simple illustration. He'll gather them under his wings until those calamities be overpast. There lacketh nothing. there lacketh nothing. All things in Christ. The Lord will provide. He knoweth them that are his. He will gather them as the hen gathereth her brood under her wings until these calamities be overpast. Oh, we speak of the fatherly love and care of God towards his children. As one whom his father pitieth, so the Lord pitieth them that trust in him. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. These are not my words. These are the words of Scripture. And they are addressed unto the weeping souls in Jerusalem. A Rahab may be amongst us, weeping, refusing to be comforted. Will take nothing from the hand or mouth of men. They refuse that comfort which may be sincerely addressed unto them. Not until the Lord comes, and then e'en such that have endured such bitter things, oh, they shall weep no more. They shall weep no more. The Lord, He is in the midst of the throne. He shines everlastingly. And every provision he hath made, he will gather his own. He waits to be gracious. He stands ready to save. He gathers them unto himself. All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me. Lack, such that are in Christ, they have all things and abound. Christ, we read, we believe. Though he were rich, yet he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. And there, oh, there I leave it with you. Oh, there is the very core of our hope. Lacking anything, riches of Christ, freely, sovereignly bestowed. Why was I made to hear his voice and enter was this room? Well, thousands make a wretched choice, and rather starve than come. 'Twas the same love that spread the feast, that sweetly forced me in, as I had still refused to taste, and perished in my sin. May the Lord forgive all spoken amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Broom will preach next Lord's Day. There'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1010. Father, whate'er of earthly bliss thy sovereign will denies, accepted at thy throne of grace, let this petition rise. Hymn 1010.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.